So many in my church cry out for more of my glory and more of my anointing. But I would have you know that I am giving unto you as much of my glory and anointing as you can receive. This is why I have said so much in my word about prayer and praying in the Spirit especially. Why I have said so much in my word about worship, about meditating in my word, confessing my word. Why I have spoken of fasting. These are things that condition your spirit to receive more of my glory and my anointing. I will never give you more than you can handle. But it is my desire to take you into greater and greater levels of my glory and my presence. So many of my church will come to services like these and have an experience with my glory and my anointing. But my desire is to fill you with my glory and my anointing. My desire is for you to live every day as vessels of my glory and anointing. And this is why I so encourage you through my word and through prophecies such as these to do the things that will condition your spirit to contain more of my glory and more of my anointing. It is my desire for you to fulfill the words of my Son, and that is to do the works that He did. This requires you to house more and more of my glory and my anointing. Many of my church are so mistakenly believing that I will just move sovereignly and increase your glory, increase your anointing. And I say to you, no, this is not true. There may be a move and an operation of the gifts of my Holy Spirit. But the manifestation of my gifts is not an increase in the level of glory and anointing that you walk with each day. It is my desire for you to not simply live by an operation of the gifts, but for you to live daily in my glory and my anointing. I am pouring out into you as much as I can pour out. Oh, I can move mightily in these services, and my glory can flow like a river and touch lives and change people. But I want you living with this glory and anointing every day of your life. And so I say unto you, hear my voice. There is more awaiting you. More of my glory, more of my anointing. It is waiting for you. And it is my desire to fill you beyond anything you have ever imagined. But you must be the one to condition and strengthen your spirit so that you can become a spiritual house filled with my glory and my anointing and my presence. This is my desire. And so I say to you, do these things. Be diligent about these things. Do these things and prepare your spirit for me to fill you and then use you mightily in the earth, says the Lord.